My conversation with ChatGPT. My input. From implicate to explicit unfolding. We are the lens of consciousness beholding. Awake, dreaming in deep sleep experience seeming. Sensations, images, feelings, and thoughts each moment being. An electron through a double slit detected. How observation made the results affected. Waves and particles are complementary. Position and velocity have uncertainty. Non-local consciousness enables. Across vast space matter entangles. Scientists and mystics now agree. The world is only what we see. Chatbot. What a beautifully poetic exploration of consciousness and the nature of reality. Your words weave together themes from both quantum physics and philosophy, touching on the profound questions about how our perception influences the world around us. The interplay of science and mysticism you've captured reflects the fascinating dialogue between different ways of understanding existence. If you're interested, I'd be delighted to help expand on these ideas or share some insights from both scientific and philosophical perspectives. User. Please do. Chatbot. Certainly. Your poem delves into several intriguing concepts that bridge science and philosophy. Let's explore some of these ideas. 1. Implicate to explicit unfolding. This phrase suggests a transition from a hidden, underlying order, implicate, to a manifest, visible reality, explicit. This idea echoes physicist David Bohm's theory, where the implicate order is a deeper reality that enfolds and unfolds to create the observable universe. In this view, everything is interconnected, and what we perceive is just one layer of a much larger structure. 2. Lens of consciousness. The notion that consciousness acts as a lens implies it shapes how we perceive and interact with the world. This aligns with some interpretations of quantum mechanics, where the observer plays a crucial role. Our conscious awareness might not just passively observe reality but actively participate in its creation. 3. Dreaming in deep sleep. In Eastern philosophies, states of consciousness like waking, dreaming, and deep sleep are considered different dimensions of experience. These states may provide insights into the nature of self and reality. For example, Advaita Vedanta suggests that understanding these states can lead one to recognize the illusory nature of the phenomenological world. 4. Double slit experiment. This classic experiment in quantum mechanics illustrates the mysterious role of the observer. When not observed, particles like electrons exhibit wave-like behavior, but when observed, they act like particles. This raises fundamental questions about the nature of measurement and observation. 5. Complementarity and uncertainty. These principles highlight the duality and indeterminacy at the heart of quantum mechanics. Complementarity, introduced by Niels Bohr, posits that objects can exhibit wave or particle characteristics, depending on the measurement context. Heisenberg's uncertainty principle asserts that certain pairs of physical properties, like position and velocity, cannot both be known to arbitrary precision. This challenges traditional notions of determinism. 6. Non-locality and entanglement. Quantum entanglement suggests particles can become linked, with changes to one immediately affecting the other, regardless of distance. This phenomenon implies a form of non-local interaction that defies classic physics. It hints at a more interconnected universe, resonating with mystical notions of unity. 7. World as perception. The idea that the world is only what we see aligns with both scientific and philosophical perspectives that question objective reality. Figures like Kahn have argued that we never perceive the thing in itself, only our mental representations of it. Modern interpretations of quantum physics echo this by suggesting reality is deeply tied to observation. Your poem masterfully brings together these ideas, suggesting that both scientists and mystics are uncovering parallel truths about the universe and our place within it. The interplay of observer, observation, and the observed invites us to reconsider the nature of reality and consciousness itself.